A man was wrongly released from jail, saw on the news that he escaped jail, and so he went back to jail. Saudi Arabia's first male humanoid robot groped a woman. And library fees? No problem. Just show us a cat picture and you're good. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast recorded by a dude in a closet. Meow. An inmate is wrongly released from jail, then sees on the news that he escaped jail, so then he went back to jail. He did the right thing. A man was wrongly released from Sydney's Long Bay jail. He called the police to let them know where he was after hearing about the search for him on the news. This should definitely count towards good behavior, right? What do they call those meetings in the jail? Parole meetings? Parole interviews? You could say, hey, man, you guys let me out, but I came right back. I mean, I did my job, right? I mean, that was very good. I could have just kept going. I didn't have to return, but... You know, here I am, did the right thing. What's the name of this honest man? Corey Hastings. Well, I don't know how honest he is. We don't know what he's in for. He's 30 years old. He was in the Long Bay Correctional Complex on Anzac Parade in Matraville. I don't know any of these places. Anyways, he left there at 1 p.m. And then, where do you think he went? I'm going to give you guys some choices here. You can get. Do you think he went A, to a Chinese food restaurant, B, Kentucky Fried Chicken, C, a shopping center, or D, a strip club? All right. Call me with your answers, 646-450-2012. I'm just going to tell you the answer. He was in a shopping center, so he was trying to get out of that those uncomfortable jail clothes, I'd imagine, right? You can't be walking around in a jumpsuit forever in the real world, right? People will look at you strangely. Got to go get them Air Jordans. And go live the life of a human being. Now, anyone wondering how shocked Corey was to see the prices at the shopping center? Inflation, man. What happened? I used to be able to get a baseball cap for $10. Now, look at it. How much is groceries? Oh, man, I need to get back in prison. This is too much. Imagine you were in prison for 25 years and you came out and then you saw how much the rent is. I mean, I'd be so shocked. I would just want to go back to living rent-free at that point. Who can afford rent? Anyway, prison's a good deal on some level. You know, you get the free meals, the free groceries, and the free roof over your head's pretty sweet. And it's a kind of like a free gym membership as well, wouldn't you say? But then there's that whole thing where they do things to your butt in the shower that you might not like. So, you know, it's a bit of a give-and-take kind of lifestyle, as anything is, really. All right, so back to the story. Apparently, he was shopping, saw on the news that he had escaped prison. He's like, I didn't escape prison. I'm right here. And then he called the police to tell them he was staying at a hotel in Bondi, and they could pick him up there. He may not be charged, as the release was an administrative mistake, apparently. He may not be charged. He shouldn't be charged if this was an administrative mistake. This isn't on him. This is the jail's fault for screwing up and allowing someone to leave before they were supposed to be leaving. Corporate Services, in a statement, said, quote, staff are required to follow detailed procedures when processing inmate detentions, sentencing decisions, and releases from custody. Correct. The release was due to an administrative error following a court appearance, and they're investigating how the error occurred. It says here, during the news announcement of his escape from jail, they said that Corey was dressed in a white T-shirt with stripes, and police believe he was traveling by public transportation. Yeah, tell us some stuff we don't know. Obviously, traveling via public transportation, unless he stole a vehicle. I mean, you could imagine an inmate doing that upon release. But he got rid of those stripes, obviously. He went to the shopping center, although who knows if he could afford those prices. I mean, I'd be shocked if I was in jail for 20 years and I got out and I was like, hamburgers don't automatically come with fries anymore? What happened with that? When I was a kid, hamburgers automatically come with fries. Now, everywhere you go, every hamburger place, fries sold separately. Pfft, I don't want to live in a world like that. I want to go back to jail at that point. Saudi Arabia's first male humanoid robot gropes a lady. Well, they've obviously trained their robots to match Saudi Arabia's social standards, treating women as property. Duh. Of course it's going to grope a lady. What do you think? There's probably a debate ongoing on how the government is going to handle it and how many cane strikes the female will receive, I'd imagine. Can you imagine being a lady in Saudi Arabia? Oh, just kill me, man. Just kill me. I will drink the hemlock. It says here, the development of robotics technology, especially humanoids, has always ignited the fear of systems taking away human jobs in our future. However, little did people assume that such systems could mimic some forms of human behavior that are not very desirable. We have here a humanoid robot developed by Saudi Arabian artificial intelligence and robotics company. This humanoid robot was seen touching a female reporter inappropriately, and it has sparked a strong debate on social media. People want to know what's going to happen to this groping robot. What are they going to do with it? Retrain it? Make more? What's going to happen? Are they going to stone the robot to death? I got so many questions. Is the robot going to be kicked out of Saudi Arabia and immigrate to the U.S. and get elected as president? Apparently, half of our country just loves a groper. The incident happened at Deep Fest. Oh, Deep Fest. Now, Deep Fest isn't related to the sex industry. It's a premier technology event in Saudi Arabia where the nation's first male humanoid robot named Mohammed. Oh, surprise, Mohammed. They're going to name everybody Mohammed, even the robots over there. It's just like everybody's named Mohammed over there. Now, I watched a video of Mohammed, and so what's going on here is nothing to really get alarmed about. The robot just kind of like moved his hand, and it touched her bum. It's like, it doesn't seem like an intentional groping, but the robot then smirks afterward, like this little devilish smile, which is pretty funny. So in a way, it kind of looks like he did that intentionally, but I can't imagine that's what's happening here. It says here the latest marvel in robotics was created by a Saudi firm called QSS. Mohammed, the robot, spoke Arabic during its preview at this technology event. It said, "I am Mohammed, the first Saudi robot in the form of a man. I was manufactured and developed here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia as a national project to demonstrate our achievements in the field of artificial intelligence and hopefully to get some ass while I'm here trying to get some ass. I'm a tech bro now. I'm tech bros get ass. Oh, yeah." So they had a live presentation at this event, and there was a Lebanese journalist and a TV news anchor named Rawya Qasem. Rawya Qasem? Raya, Qasem. I'm going to say her name like that. I think it's cooler. Raya found herself in an unexpected situation when she stood before Mohammed, the AI robot. As she delivered her segment, Mohammed made an improper attempt to touch her, which caught her off guard. Reacting swiftly, Raya turned towards the robot, expressed her disapproval while continuing to complete her job because she's a professional. Says here, though, this improper exchange, as they're calling it, it's not an improper exchange, it's an accident. The robot moved its arm. The robot doesn't know your butt's right there. The video went very popular for all the wrong reasons. Some questioned the AI code. One user called the robot a perv. As a response to the incident, its maker claims Mohammed is fully autonomous and he was functioning independently without any direct human control. It says here, many viewers have suggested that the robot might have been trying to persuade Raya to move forward or give her some sort of welcome hand gesture after she introduced herself to the robot, something like that. Yeah, any of those could have been going on. Once maybe the robot's trained to, upon being introduced, raise its hand as like a gesture of, hello, I'm happy to be here. But instead, it hit her butt. I mean, I highly doubt the robot's groping her, is what I'm saying. People just love to run with these headlines, though, right? Make them seem crazy. I mean, we are in trouble if it turns out the AI is actually horny. I mean, I don't want to be dry humped by a mechanism. I mean, it looks like being dry humped by the Terminator looks like it would hurt, is what I'm saying. So let's hope that this isn't what's going on. This Saudi incident serves as a striking reminder that AI and humanoid robot systems require some extensive rounds of training and simulations before being considered for widespread use among the public. Yeah, I agree. It's just baby steps, though, in that direction. You're going to get some hiccups along the way, obviously. Let's just all breathe a sigh of relief that the humanoid robot didn't decide to just blow up in that moment. I mean, that's pretty cool.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yay! Library fees? No problem. Just show us your cat photos. This story is out of Massachusetts, my home state. It says, finally, there's something that cats can do for human beings to give back. We have here the Worcester Public Library in Worcester, Massachusetts. Welcome to Worcester! The public library announced, for the entire month of March, people who have lost or damaged a library book or other borrowed items can bring a photograph, drawing, or magazine clipping of a cat and get their library cards reactivated. How nice. The library calls this program March Meowness. And they're saying it's a way for the system of 7 library branches to forgive, or more like forgive, members of the community who misplaced a book or damaged a book and then never went back in order to avoid paying for the misplaced book. In a few days, the program has already generated hundreds of returns, multiple postings of random cat photos on the library's Facebook page, and pictures and drawings pinned on a growing cat wall in the center of the main building. That's lovely. For the purposes of this particular article, they interviewed Jason Homer, who's the executive director of the library. Jason is probably a cat guy, I'd imagine, rather than a dog guy. Jason said in an interview that about 400 total people have had their library accounts unblocked and their borrowing privileges restored after bringing in their pictures or drawings of cats. Jason says, any cat will do, or even for that matter, any creature will do. All right, so you don't even have to use a photo of your own cat. I thought you did. I wonder if they accept photos of dead cats. Can anybody answer this? Has anyone tried that? Jonesy, why you gotta go there? I don't know, man. I have to go to places like that. I'd like to have my library card turned back on. Here's a photo of a dead cat in the alley behind your building I saw the other day. I'm joking. There's nothing funny about dead cats, guys. We love animals on Weird AF News. That's right. This is why I'm doing an animal story. I know you guys love animals. I do dog stories. Oh, I get extra downloads with a dog story. All right, so we have here. It says, if you don't have a cat, no problem. One catless 7-year-old boy, who apparently never returned the book Captain Underpants, had his library card reactivated after the staff gave him paper and crayons to sketch a cat. So apparently they accept sketches or drawings, and they accept any animal. I would imagine you could draw a fantastical animal like a ligar, and they probably would accept that too. Do you guys get that reference? Okay, moving on. Like many public libraries in the U.S., the libraries in Worcester, a city of about 200,000 people and their cats southwest of Boston, are trying to encourage people to reemerge from the sparse, solitary days of the pandemic. Mr. Homer said that at the outset of the pandemic, many people lost books while moving, or students left them in classrooms, never anticipating it would be long before they came back. The library serves an urban population that Mr. Homer described generally as families holding down multiple jobs. He says fee collection for books would be counterproductive. We know that life gets in the way. They even provide some stats here from the Worcester Library. Over 100,000 library cards had been issued at the library's 7 branches. Of those, over 4,000 had been blocked, including 300 belonging to students, most of them in elementary schools. To which Mr. Homer explained, you know what? It's okay. We forgive you. Just show us a picture of a cat. Cat pics make me happy. Cat pics make everybody happy. We love cats around here. I'm a cat guy, as I've said many times on this podcast. And we've gotten a lot of photographs of cats. Cats stretching out in a cat tree. Cats ignoring a dog, even fighting a dog. Cats peering into the camera from a chair or the carpet. You know, we love cats doing whatever cats do. You could send us a picture of your cat throwing up. I love it. I still love it. You come back and get your library card reinstated. Go take out a book about cats. Take out some cat books. We got cat books here, guys. We got books about other animals as well. You show us pictures of animals. We provide pictures of animals ourselves. You know, it's a two-way street with the animal pictures here at the Wista Library is what I'm saying. Welcome to Wista.
Yay!
I'm seeing my. Recording weird news tonight, and it's so divine. What's up, my friends? Thanks for spending some time with your buddy Jonesy in the closet here, recording some weird AF news segments, some weird news from around the world. You know how we do it. I want to thank everybody who reached out to me over the weekend. That's really nice of you to say hello. I appreciate it. I had a lovely time doing shows, eating some good grub. I got a nice review on Amazon. I want to read it. It's from Chris, and it's 5 stars. Chris gave me 5 stars because he's friggin' generous. He's wicked generous. The title of the review is Covers the Stories I Want to Hear. Okay, not really that funny. One-liners are better than the improv skits, am I right? Weird Al-style parody songs relating to the story are kind of fun. But Jonesy puts in the work to give me the weird news I crave on a daily basis. Keep up the hard work. Subscribe now. You'll hear stories that don't always come up in your basic news feed. Thanks, Jonesy. 5 stars. Exclamation, exclamation. 5 stars. Yeah, that's what's up. Chris giving me 5 stars. So give it up to Chris. Coming through with the 5-star review. I really appreciate that. You know, if you were to ask me, is this really a 5-star podcast? I'd say it's more like a 3.9-star podcast. So, I'm grateful for the 5-star reviews. This is unbelievable, Chris. And, you know, Chris, when you give me a 5-star review, it offsets all the 1-star reviews that, as you know, I get because I read those on here, too. They're quite ridiculous. But anyway, so I'm just so grateful for you, man. Thanks for taking the time to write this review. And it's awesome. Thank you so much. So shout out to Chris. Doesn't say where he's from except for in the U.S. So we love Chris on Weird AF News. If you guys want to write a review, you can do it on Amazon. You can do it on Apple Podcasts, also known as iTunes. If you're listening on Spotify, you can give it 5 stars on there too. You could just that doesn't take long at all. Really click, bam, 5-star. You can't write anything. You can just give the 5 stars. That would be really helpful. Got a few of those, so very helpful. And I'm so grateful. I also got some coffees purchased for me off my website, weirdafnews.com. That's where you go if you want to buy Jonesy coffees. WeirdAFNews.com. These coffees were purchased by a celebrity. David Attenborough bought me coffees and wrote me a nice note. I'm going to read it in the voice of David Attenborough. Since you think I'm just a man with an English accent that loves nature, Jonesy, I'm Sir David Attenborough, almost 98 years old, knighted by the Queen, not once, but twice, knighted by the Queen. I also have 32 honorary doctorate degrees. I gave a 3-minute presentation at the Glastonbury Musical Festival. 100,000 people attended my presentation. So suck on that one, tosser. David Attenborough told me to suck on that one, tosser. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Because I bring up David Attenborough on the podcast, if you don't know, because I think it's hilarious to do an impression of him. It's not a very good impression, but it's just fun to do it. You know, I try to use it during stories about nature, you know, animal stories. There's been a lot of animal stories lately, you know, the killer whales are taking down yachts and this sort of thing. I think dolphins are trying to make sweet love to humans in the ocean. Anyway, so whenever I come across a story like that, I like to do a David Attenborough impression. And I always just, I never give him his dues. I'm always like, who's that guy with the English accent that loves nature? I'm just going to do that guy. And I always say, the guy with the English accent that loves nature and hates humanity. Because if you watch that show that he narrates, what's it called? Our Planet. It's like, again, like, loves the animals, but then always, he always pivots and then describes the situation, why the animals' habitat or life is endangered because of horrible human activities. And I agree with him. We're terrible. We're the reason why there's extinctions. One of the reasons. Anyways, this is hilarious. I really wish it was David Attenborough that bought me these coffees. I'm going to imagine it is. Whoever you are, though, you're hilarious, by the way. And I love that my listeners are so damn funny. They're like funnier than me. It's unbelievable. What a lucky guy I am. I get funny messages all the time. So anyways, if you guys want to buy me coffees, just like David Attenborough did, you know, Sir David Attenborough, my bad. I'm gonna try and remember to say Sir David Attenborough every time I refer to him on the podcast and get his name right. Sometimes I say Attleborough. Yeah, sometimes I say Attenbooty. No, I never said that, but you can imagine I would. Anyways, if you want to buy me coffees like Sir David Attenborough, who's been knighted by the Queen twice, then go to weirdafnews.com and buy me coffee. And if you want to have fun, buy me coffees as another celebrity. That would be fun. Anyways, my email, funnyjones@gmail.com, if you want to send me an article. And the phone number here is 646-450-2012. All right, I love you guys.